My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Please don't eat me, I'm sweet and delicious. All these boys and girls running around my kitchen, having a good time.
Having a good time.
And Mama Coco's fucking kitchen.
I gotta tell you something, Jack. I have had it up to here with these fucking schmucks, okay? I get down here. I come early. You know me. You know how I do things. I get here. I get my bread and butter down the street. Nice ladies who work there, okay? Couple nice ladies. We got a brunette. Very nice lady. I don't know her name. I plan to get her one day, okay? I show up 5:45. That's reasonable. That's reasonable, as far as I know. And these schmucks can't even get here. 6:01. It's 6:01. You see this? Okay, you know what? You know what? We need a song. This is Mama Coco's. This is Mama Coco's funky radio, okay? And right now, Bobby Bread, Robert James, Bobby Bread flying solo. So let's see a little Lewinsky's. These guys, they're good. They're good, okay? This is called Americana. Here we go.
When you come back down, when you come back down from that above ground train, and you come to find that city's numb, come to find that the wall can break you too. Shock, I love you.
Melted, helpless, elevator, feather, headdress,
overseas, nine ABCs, letting me rap for a graphic disease, boiling your lloyds, big noise, red and blue, voodoo, dog boys, rivers, and pinups, and hiccups, and midgets, Alabama famine, and a crack in your voice.
Happily, sadly, I'll be waiting for you. Happily,
hey, when the fuck was the last time you schmucks had a show? Was it Valentine's Day?
It's been a while.
I haven't been here in quite a while.
What did you do, right? You draw love notes or something?
But, Mr. Bread, we're here now.
Coming to you
and
live.
And you ain't writing me a love note.
I heard that this radio show is the favorite radio show of Brooklyn Magazine.
Yes!
Brooklyn Magazine.
can't believe it. Finally.
Now, Bob Bread, you're from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. So the magazine of the people has voted us the very best. And I know out there on Emmons Avenue, the kids are listening to the Mama Coco's radio show after reading about it in Brooklyn Magazine.
I gotta tell you something, James.
And I'd like to say what up to all the kids out there on Emmons Avenue in the projects. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us number one in Brooklyn.
Yes! I just want to say thank you to all the little people out there. All your support, my heart is very full.
Jamie, I got one problem with what you said, okay? You said Brooklyn Magazine, Magazine of the People, okay? That's not my Magazine of the People.
What's your magazine, Bob Bread?
People.
Jugs. I love the articles. I love the interviews.
Yeah, Brooklyn Magazine, though, listed us right between the best artisanal cheese from Sweden and right before the best Pekingese full-bred breed.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, so I think that was a really big pick there for us.
How do you look at your mother in the face after you read Jugs Magazine?
Good interviews.
That is filth.
I told you, they have good interviews, okay?
How do you kiss your mother on the lips?
Warren von Zuckheisler, you know? Warren von Zuckerberg, you know, he's a billionaire. He's the richest man in the world. They had him. He said, hey, I got my money. I like, you know, money and women and, you know, the interview was good.
True story. I used to write for PUB magazine, and it wasn't pronounced pub.
Pob?
No.
The fuck is that? Pob. I know that. Pob.
There used to be this broker guy who would, like, to keep their mailing permits, all the porn magazines would have to put, like, one real article in between all the nookie pictures. So I used to write articles about things like treasure hunters and stuff.
I haven't heard the word nookie since I was in a foxhole in Korea.
I did this in the 70s. What do you mean?
You wrote for a pornographic magazine.
I wrote for several of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
You know what the best part was is that when the articles would come out, they wouldn't send me tear sheet copies. So I'd have to go to a newsstand and go, could I have 3 copies of Pube magazine, please? And the guy was like, what? One wasn't enough? What are you going to do here? I mean, I don't understand. That was really good.
Speaking of pornography, I believe that there's a pornographic tune called Watch Porn on the TV.
The fuck is
by
that?
By the band Big Pornographic Cheese.
Big what?
I gotta hear what this is.
New music.
I gotta hear what this is.
New music from Mama Coco's.
Watch Porn on TV by the Big Porno Cheese.
Guys, I fucked up.
I'll tell you what. When I eat my cheese,
it's a good song.
I like it big.
What the hell is this song?
The first track.
I like it while I'm watching TV.
This, is the first track to be recorded, mixed, and released from the brand new Mama Coco's.
The Mama Coco's Porno Studios.
Holy fucking shit.
Okay.
What's happening?
Here we go.
Mr. DJ. Let's rock. Let's give it to them.
Team A.
Let's give it to the fans. They want it. They're going to get it.
Guys.
What's the problem, Molly?
The hell?
It's not working.
Listen to me. You have been coming here.
I don't know.
For 6 months.
I think I hear something.
Okay.
Let her rip. Let that porno music rip.
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Marketplace Born.
I've got a caller on line 7.
We have Governor Adam J. Patton.
Oh my God.
Yes, yes,
Patton.
Yes, yes,
is this
yes,
the, yes. Is this Governor Adam J. Patton?
Adam, you sound choked.
What happened to you, man? You Adam. Coming from someplace?
What's that?
You coming from someplace? Where are you? Are you home?
Yeah, no, I'm not from on the road, man. I'm the touring life.
What are you wearing?
Are you wearing a jumper? With
a what?
Are you wearing a jumper with a nuclear fallout symbol on it?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Is that what you're wearing?
Is it orange? Or is it yellow?
Yes.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. Orange.
Is your hair up in a faux hawk right now?
Definite faux hawk.
Yeah, definite faux hawk action. Yeah.
Have you moved your bowels today?
Have you? What's that?
Never mind. New question.
Adam, we just have so many questions for you.
This single is just so, it's so hot.
And we
I'm
just,
taking my clothes off.
And we just have so many things.
I'm not wearing any pants here in the studio because Big Cheese single is so hot that it's just driving me absolutely wild.
It's such an exciting moment for you and for us. And we just have so many things we're hoping to discuss with you
for
about
the guys,
it. So many things we want to learn for music.
Yes.
Now, Adam, and we want to thank you right now.
Yes,
we,
thank
we
you,
have
Adam.
To thank you. You know,
yes.
Now, I heard
you were instrumental.
Thank you for keeping rock and roll alive.
Yeah.
With your music.
True. Thank you for keeping the
with
flame
your,
burning.
It's, with your
it's so, it's
music.
So true. It's so
that
true.
Is music that you made, that you created with your little brain and your little hands. You pick up your guitar, you plug it in, you turn it all the way up. Wow!
And
the big cheese, man. That's really, yeah.
And I know, I just have so many questions about
I got,
it. Just
I, yeah.
so many things I want to know.
Who wears the American flag pants in the band?
Right.
Now, let me simplify the question. Who wears the pants in the band?
Right, exactly. As an artist, as you know, as I am, and as all these guys are, and as you are, but
there's
also as a listener, and also as a
sometimes,
fan.
Sometimes a singer, songwriter wears the pants, but then sometimes a different guy wears the pants.
Sometimes.
So it's very possible that Adam,
like in,
though you are the content creator, to some degree, that you don't necessarily wear the pants in your own band.
Allow
would
me to draw
say,
a comparison. Allow me to draw a comparison to Guns N' Roses here. Now, in Guns N' Roses, you have Axl Rose, you have Slash, and then you have the other guy, whose name I'm forgetting, bass player.
Duff McKagan.
And wasn't he the primary songwriter?
No, he is not, no.
No, who was the primary songwriter?
Axl, but they all
no,
wrote
no,
songs.
No, I heard the other one. I heard they're one of the bad
ones. Stradlin.
Izzy Stradlin.
Wrote a lot of tunes also.
Okay.
And
okay.
then, you know, Slash wrote a few of the hits.
Okay.
The guitar.
Yes.
Axl wrote, I believe, all his words.
Uh-huh.
However, Guns N' Roses theorists think that Izzy Stradlin might have been the brains behind
the, brains.
The classic songwriting of Guns N' Roses.
And I, so, think, yes. I think looking at the Guns N' Roses example, it's really resonant for the question of Adam, for your band, Big Cheese, I mean, wouldn't you say, in that, you know, there's just so there's so much going around the room. And
so
I,
basically,
I think you just don't know
we're trying to
where
know
it's coming from or where
who,
it's going.
Who is the Izzy Stradlin of Big Cheese?
Who is the Izzy Stradlin and who isn't the Izzy Stradlin?
Okay, can you say that again?
Well, what I'd like to know is who is the Izzy Stradlin and Big Cheese and who isn't?
Who is the what?
Well, wouldn't you say that you might be considered the Izzy Stradlin in as much as the way as you're also clearly the Axl Rose?
When the last time you were straddling anything? It's been a long time for me.
Okay, Adam.
Adam, you there?
Governor Patton.
Adam.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you're here with us, being interviewed on the air in your home.
And there are so many things we want to know.
Yeah, we just got
the truth of the matter is that Adam is the loudest singer in the Mama Coco's Collective, but if we were all together at a party, he'd be the quietest guy in the room.
Adam, where did you find that scream?
Yeah, that's a good question.
In fact, wouldn't it be wise to say that in the search for the scream, you learned enough along the way to find the scream within yourself?
Yeah, I would say that, it's not the man within the scream, it's the scream within the
Well,
man.
As the listener, it's not for me to say, but what I really want to do is I'm asking you, what was the process of finding the scream like for you?
Well, the road to the scream, and thank you for asking, by the way, is a long and winding road, and often starts with a whisper. I believe no man can truly understand his scream until he can fully understand his own whisper.
Governor Patton, what is your birthday?
What's that?
Governor Patton, What is your stance on your birthday?
That it exists.
Now,
I feel that it does definitely exist.
So you're a birthday truther then?
What's that?
Wouldn't it be safe to say?
That what?
Well, wouldn't you agree?
I would.
What do you have to say about it? Hello? Are you hearing us correctly? We're asking you, you hear me? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No.
You once told me, Adam, that you would never want to be part of any popular opinion. Can you confirm that and expand on that?
It depends. Do other people believe that that's the case?
Do I believe that
if
you...
So, then I didn't say it.
I believe that you told me personally that. And I'm trying to suss it out in front of our many listeners. Brooklyn Magazine's number one radio show in Brooklyn of all time.
Governor Patton.
My official opinion on that is me... ideology shared by more than one man is shit.
Are you saying shared by more than you and one other man, or simply shared by one man alone?
It can only be shared with one man and the ideology.
Wait, so you're telling everybody on the radio, Adam, that what you and I have is shit?
But it is.
All that we have together, you and I, it's shit?
Yes.
I think you're proposing a disturbing reality, Adam. I don't think...
The what?
Well, wouldn't you say so?
You must agree.
I think I feel like I can agree with the fragments of what I heard.
Expand on that.
This sounds like NPR, guys. It's great.
What I want to know is that since you don't have Andre around anymore, on whom have you been focusing your withering wit and sarcasm? Have you been picking on your wife, or do you just find homeless men on the street and, like, make fun of them?
It's true. Well, it's true. Let me share a story right now. One time during the construction project, while Adam and I were making a run to Home Depot, we were helped while packing up the car at the end with the lumber by an employee whose name tag read Jean. You know, the guy was probably Haitian or something. Really nice guy, looked kind of tired, you know, middle-aged, like, fucking carrying... huge planks of plywood. It's thankless work, working for like $3 tips. And drywall is even worse than plywood, actually. I think we can all agree.
But let's just keep it accurate.
All right, yeah. Thank you. And Adam, just the entire time, this whole five-minute thing, is just needling at this guy, calling him Gene over and over again. Just, what do you think about that, Gene? Just like, over again, like, put your back into it, Gene. Like, come on, Gene. Like, you know.
Was that not his name?
I don't think so.
Well, clearly a pronunciation difference.
he responded to it and seemed to...
He was very polite about it.
He was expecting a tip, though.
Here's a tip.
I think I gave him a larger tip. I think I gave him a larger tip than I would have otherwise out of embarrassment.
I thought you'd end up giving him just the tip.
Just the tip?
Nice.
Well, what else would I have given him?
I see what you did there.
I don't know.
I see what you did there. Shameful.
I don't know. I see it, but I don't like it. I'm not acknowledging
just the tip,
it.
Yeah.
No.
That's still staying a lot for you, though, isn't it, Governor?
So, Adam, so do you have an ulcer now from not having anyone like Andre to kick around anymore? Or are you picking on your coworkers at work, or you just
without having Andre around to, in some ways,
humiliate and torture are the words, Adam. Humiliate and torture.
What is it?
Humiliate and torture. Those are the words.
The what?
Adam, were you really that bad to Andre?
Oh, we all remember it. Come on.
I think Andre
must be when my back was turned. I thought you were Andre's golden boy.
That Andre wanted me to be a part of his family tree.
He did.
In any way that could happen.
He tried to pass off his daughter to you.
I seem to recall some mention of a sexual dream at one point.
That's also true. Yeah, he alluded to some kind of a. Well, it was sort of a vague remark, and it was hard to understand, and no one really wanted to ask.
A remark, nonetheless.
But he said I think he said he'd been on vacation for a week, and I think he said something along the lines of, I had some very sweet dreams about a certain member of the crew. and then raised his eyebrows
right
and raised his eyebrows, smiled rakishly, paused, and said, "Adam." So, I don't know, make of that what you will. He's married.
Yeah. No, I've definitely had dreams about him since then.
Maybe it really just was a sweet dream, like on an emotional level. You know, maybe he saw you with his daughter and all was well in his world.
Maybe it was just like a nice dream, like where I just did something very kind and he appreciated it.
And that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Hey, you know, I can picture you and Andre wearing baseball caps together, tweed belts, long sleeve shirts, you know, khakis with cargo pockets, like wearing them a little high and like with a belt. You know what I mean? You guys just hanging out. Maybe drinking a couple beers, having a totally reasonable conversation about, you know, something like mildly masculine, you know, like, I don't know, screws, 1 1/4 inch screws, 1 5/8 inch screws, and then you crack a joke at him like, oh yeah, like, you know, the size of your, and he said something back like, hey, that's the job.
No, I don't see that, no.
I love the sound of your laugh, Governor.
Thank you. What I thought was weird, and this is probably the appropriate time to bring it up, is that when we were looking for a 1-inch screw, we were able to so accurately measure the length of it with the size of your cock.
Ooh, snap.
I don't know.
That's
lazy, Adam.
Lazy. That was. Yeah. I literally just used that joke.
Anyway,
you know what? That was just bringing the listeners into the construction.
I think I think you killed this.
Adam, that's gross. We're gonna smell you later.
We're
playing a song.
You're Peace, done. Baby.
Run Away by the Freaky done. Baby Daddies.
Done.
Think of all the things that we've been through. She's telling me it's over. She's ready to move. Somehow I know we'll be together when feelings will bloom. Oh, 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 oh. You cannot escape, no. You cannot run away. You cannot run away. Oh, 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 oh. You cannot escape, no. You cannot run away. You cannot run away.
You can run away, cause I'm yours.
I want to tell you guys about something. Last week, I had just such a good evening on, I believe it was Wednesday night. I was a special guest at the Testa residence, and this happens to be in Weehawken, New Jersey. Am I correct, Jim?
Yes. Casa de Jersey Beach.
And Casa de Jersey Beach is apparently what it's called. And I went over there, and, you know, I had made a special request for one kind of thing in particular. Let me tell you what that was. Collard greens. I said, Jimmy boy, I want a whole mess of collard greens. And, you know, I said this on some kind of, you know, text message. So the accent wasn't there, but you can imagine that's what it was. I said, I want a whole mess of collard greens. And he not only gave me that, it was chicken parmesan.
Ooh.
And, Jimmy, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you do it? Because it was something special, was it not?
Well, yeah. Well, we do discuss food here on the Heritage Food Network, don't we? So, yeah. Well, I do a deconstructed chicken parm. So the problem with chicken parm is that it's all about the mozzarella. There's no parmesan in it. And parmesan, as Mario Batali tells us, is the king of cheeses.
I believe it's pronounced mozzarella.
So you make your breaded chicken cutlet, and then you cover it with mozzarella and fontina. Fontina cheese, a mix.
Fontina.
Also, you get that nice stringy gooiness from the mozzarella, but you get that little extra kick of flavor and the fine melting of the fontina. And then you put that under the broiler, and then you add just a dollop of red sauce on top of that.
You know, Jim, I got to say one thing. I've never liked the word dollop. So if you could just go ahead and not use it again. I never liked that word. Something about it, just, you know.
How do you feel about scallop?
I don't mind scallop.
But what about a scallop? A dollop of scallop.
How about
scallop.
You wouldn't have a...
How about soupçon?
The fuck is that?
Or a smidge.
I don't mind. Smidge, you know, that's a little awkward.
Smidge is a little cutesy.
Smidge is a little cutesy.
Yeah.
I think if you're a mom, I think if you birth a child, you're allowed to say smidge. Otherwise, you kind of like come off like Ned Flanders or something.
Yeah.
How about just the classic, a touch?
Yes.
I'm okay with touch. You know what's a good song? What has it go? Loving, touching, squeezing each other.
Yeah,
that's a song,
yo,
right?
Yo, Chad, copyright.
Sorry.
So anyway, I prepare this beautiful dish. It takes like seven different plate, you know, pots to make it, and then with just a little tiny bit of sauce on the side, because the idea is that you don't want the chicken cutlet to get all soggy and mushy from all the tomato sauce. And then what does Chad say? Well, you know, I'm a sauce guy. Can you give me more sauce on the side?
Yeah. You gotta have some sauce.
No, we gave it. We had fresh pasta too and sauce.
You know, I am known in certain circles as Samuel Sauce.
Yeah.
That my neighbor actually thinks that's my name.
You know how girls from South Brooklyn say sauce?
How?
Suez.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting
Suez?
You.
Suez?
What do you have for dinner? Macaroni? With what? With Suez.
Well, if you're Italian, you call it gravy.
Right.
What color is gravy?
Yeah.
Red gravy. Tomato gravy.
Tosha Parlach is gravy.
But wait, I want to continue the story since we were on.
All right, the story. After
we had just the delicious chicken parm, I said, Jimmy, are you ready? And he said, yes. And let me just preface this by saying that Jimmy, after hours, had been pouring wine glass after wine glass. And I said, Jimmy, you better watch yourself, Jimmy. And I didn't say that, but I was thinking it a little bit. And I proceeded to give this man his first tattoo.
Oh, yep. Right.
And, whoa. You know, the backstory to this is that the couple Mama Coco's guys, you know, we have Oliver here. We have Dan McClain. He's not in the studio at the moment, but he's been here quite a bit. He got a tattoo. I also did that one. And Bernadette, that's
and
correct.
And the first lady of Mama Coco's, Bernadette.
You know, Oliver and Bernadette actually got theirs professionally done, but those of us, a couple of us decided to take them, you know, the more DIY route. And, you know, we did it prison style. And Danny McClain says to me, Chad, I want you to get this shit done, okay? He said, I want you to do it like the guards are coming. And I said, you know what, Danny, I can do it. I can do it. He also wanted to use a
like
freckle.
The guards are coming. So how's that? Just really fast?
Fast, generally.
I think that's a prison tattoo metaphor.
Right, no, I see that.
Yeah.
The stick and poke. The stick and poke is one of the grossest things to watch. There's
so
a man.
Many pokes.
There's someone who's getting a stick and poke, sure.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun to me. Someone giving a stick and poke, I don't have the stomach for that. But watching a stick and poke, which I've done many, many times, is so painful because the skin just reacts so poorly to what's going on.
Does it?
So many pokes.
Now tell everybody how you compared my stoicism to Dan McLean's.
That was, you know, this is really the most important part of the story. Now, myself and Dan McLean, we both were in a little bit of pain when we got our tattoos. You know, let's just say it hurt, okay? And, you know, I also want to say that we got ours on, like, the chest region, collarbone region. Very manly. Very, you know, not your typical badass location. Kind of like, you know, a little bit of heartland, kind of just, like, soulful, you know, whatever it is. And it hurt. Let me tell you something. It hurt. And Jimmy, on the other hand, the man didn't even flinch. I said, Jimmy, after hours, you either had a lot of wine, but you old as fuck.
You're actually not supposed to do it when you're drunk because your blood is thinner.
I didn't bleed.
Didn't really bleed.
No.
It was weird. I'm beginning to think there's something wrong with him. No,
my
no
skin
offense.
Is just
no offense, Jimmy.
Vampirism.
Well, if you notice, though, that painting of me on the wall keeps getting older and older.
Does it? Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
You're ordinary. You know, honestly, though, sometimes...
Also, my skin is aged like fine Corinthian leather.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it comes to Dorian Gray, sometimes I like to tell Basil to fuck off. And I'm like, give me the LHW. Give me that Lord Henry Wotton, baby. I'm
guys, shades of the picture of Dorian Gray.
What are you talking about? Is this a thing?
Lady.
Ladies.
Lady.
Ladies.
This band is called Lady.
Lady, Beautiful. We Can't Stay. Lady. From the Washer EP, it came out last week. Grab it.
Can you grab it physically?
Can you grab it?
No, I mean, is there something I can grab? Or you mean click? Click it.
No.
Or can I go, no! Sorry!
What?
I'm sorry!
No.
That track was started at the old Mama Coco's and finished at the new?
Yeah.
It started out, the band was called Girl before, so it was just, now it's called Lady.
It was just unmixed zeros and ones for months and months and months. That's very impressive.
Yes.
What do you think is the appropriate age that you can start calling a woman a lady?
Well, a woman a lady? Ooh. It depends. Is she nobility?
No, like a plebeian.
She's just a plebe.
A plebe.
She's lucky. A plebe. I'll tell you, she's lucky if she gets it at all.
Oh.
Is she a saucy chap?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, this lady. But then I don't know. It's not. I don't know when you can call a woman a lady.
You know what my dad says? My dad says gal. That's like gal. That's like the
when That's it, cute.
When
that's
it's sweet. Ambiguous, yeah, when it's ambiguous, it's like, oh, you nice gal.
I think that sounds better when you're that
gal.
When you're old.
There's a little bit, I feel like gal is kind of like what you would call, like, you know, like an old cow, though. You know, be like, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, the old gal.
Come along, gal. You
the
know?
Old gal's got a little bit left in her. Yeah.
I just don't
okay,
know.
Okay, wow, that's to a whole new level.
Yeah, that's.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but my question is, like, lady can be many different things.
Well, I think in some ways, like, lady is sort of like is a term of significance.
But
you know,
at the same
you,
time,
you earn ladyship.
At the same time, think about this scenario: you're at the grocery store,
sure,
and there's a woman shopping in the let's say the canned goods aisle, and there's like one of those little fixtures there where they're trying to, like, you know, sell Pop Tarts or something that's making it a little bit more crowded. And this lady stops her cart. I'm sorry, this woman stops her cart and is browsing the, I don't know, Hunt's canned tomatoes. And you're behind her in the car, and this is an older woman. And you say, "Hey, lady, what are you doing?" That's not significant.
No. What is
this lady doing?
No, but what that is that's a corruption of a term of dignity, you know, transferred into a term of indignity.
Yes, that's
you know?
Our our American roughhousing of like a long and important tradition of hierarchy.
So you're saying as Americans like to take down the idea of nobility by bringing such a high and powerful world like lady down to like fucking crazy lady. What you done?
Look at Lady Gaga now. What would the Queen think of that?
You think
that the Queen would call her a lady? Oh my God!
I'd like to bring another.
Hey, put your clothes on.
But Billie Holiday was called Lady Day.
That's true. Yeah, but she
had gravitas. You know, she had a true gravitas.
Is Lady Day? Is that what Lou Reed was referring to?
Oh yeah,
in the song Lady Day.
You bet.
Because I was going to bring up Goodnight Ladies as an example. As like,
considering that's addressed to probably drag queens,
yeah.
Knowing Arlou, circa Transformer, trying to cash in on the bisexual glam rock scene.
But then there's the Goodnight Ladies from the Music Man.
He was for real. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good night, ladies, and that's referring to elegant women of society.
Indeed. So it's a many faceted word, you know.
I like them saucy.
I met this lady the other day.
Real saucy chap.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
What's a saucy chap? You're a saucy chap.
I don't know. Okay.
You're the saucy chap.
I like to think of chap as like a little bit gender ambiguous.
Really?
Maybe that's just
no.
Me.
You can't.
It's generally a pretty masculine signifier. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think you're a chauvinist pig.
I guess I walked into that one. So should we play one more song?
Yeah. Who are these Mix that make records?
You know, the Mix.
Any ladies?
I heard they're from
band?
Brooklyn, New York.
There
are no ladies.
No ladies?
Probably.
Sorry.
Oliver, are there any shows this Saturday?
I heard about it in Jugs.
I read it in Pew Magazine. Any pornographic rock shows?
Maybe.
Come to Much More Saturday Night if you're listening to this before Saturday night.
Let the Mix play.
You can hang out with all of us. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Mm. Well, I won't be there.
Oh, okay. Makes it even more exciting.
Yeah. So you can go if you want, because I'm not going to be there.
And maybe we can get Mike Colameco to come, too.
But you make such a good meat sauce, Jamie.
You make a good meat sauce.
I've had it, and I know.
Well, I've been told not to give up.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. Never give.